business.
Hey, Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? My name is Joey. I'm actually with the pricing director here for Local Splash. How's your Thursday going so far?
Oh, pretty good. Getting her done. How about yours?
Getting her done. That's a perfect way to explain it. Yeah, not too bad. It's I'm halfway through the day, so can't really complain. No issues so far, but I got another half to go, so you know, it's always room for something to go wrong. For sure. All right. So for now, Chris, I know the pricing is going to be pretty important. I'm going to go over that. But before I do, I just want to double check. Do you have any questions about, like, our actual program or, like, what we can do to, like, bring your company more business besides the pricing?
Well, I mean, how long would it take to get on the first pages when they're searching for my services?
Good question. So, have you ever done this type of marketing before?
Well, yeah, I actually used to write SEO.
Oh yeah,
like
okay.
That. So I kind of know a little bit of the process. And
nice.
I know some people are, you know, a lot better than other people at doing it and getting
yeah,
people
that's
up
true.
There on the SEO wizards and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, that's kind of what I look at is, you know, how fast I can get in the top rankings.
Okay, perfect. All right, good. All right, you got a little bit of SEO background. That makes this easy for us. So, as you know, when it comes to SEO, it's not a flip of the switch, right? It's not like tomorrow, boom, you're just ranking on the first page, everything is hunky-dory, you're getting a million calls, your business is booming. It does take some time. Organically, you know, you're looking at a couple of months, right? So even good companies probably take anywhere between 3 to 6 months to get you ranking on the first page if they're working pretty diligently. You're paying a pretty penny for it. But with us, it's only 30 to 45 days. That's the maximum amount of time it's going to take us to get you on the first page. The reason is because we're a Google Channel partner. We've been partnering with Google for the last 18 years, and we're a premier partner for them. So the reason that we called you is because we only fill positions when it's available in our company. So what we do is that we call people that are in your area that's doing some type of like hauling and handyman services. Once we fill that position, we will not work with your other competitors. That's our promise to you. So because we have that position available, when we slide you in there, it only takes us 30 to 45 days to get you on the first page, and you can do that up to 15 different keywords as well.
Okay, I see. All right, well, I guess next question is pricing, yeah.
Cool, all right, perfect. Let's go into the pricing then. So right now, I was trying to look to see if you have a Google Business Profile set up yet, so you don't have one set up at all, right?
No, I started to, but I needed to give them my licensing and things like that, so I didn't ever get to that.
You never got to. Okay. All right. So you know the process then because you kind of went through it. So instead of you doing it, we're going to do it for you. So it'd be the same process, right?
Yeah.
They can ask for your licensing.
Yeah.
If you're insured, if you don't have either of those, they ask for like, you know, a picture of a work truck or work tools, something to prove. Google's been cracking down on legitimate businesses being on the first page. So you got to make sure that you guys are legitimate, right? So, we'll do that for you actually. Once we create it, you'll be good. The pricing is set as follows. So we are a month-to-month company. We do not, we have no contracts. You can cancel it any time, and there's no penalty for canceling it either. Okay. We want to basically earn your business on a month-to-month basis. You can hold our feet to the fire. Any point we're not doing what we're supposed to do, that's your opportunity, right? So, I don't know if you had any lead service, but this is an unlimited call service. You don't pay by the lead, call, or click, or anything like that. Get as many calls as possible, and it's a flat rate. So normally, it's about $4.99 a month to get you listed up there in your service area, but we're running a deal today that we're able to bring it down to $249. So we can apply some business credits here for you. So we're able to get it down to $249 month to month. That gets you your 15 different keywords. And then what it also does is that it gets you a couple of directories. So we'll make sure that you guys are listed on Google, on Facebook, on Yelp, Bing, and then also Apple as well. And then we do all of the content creation for you. So we'll do everything like that. Obviously, we'll set up your Google business profile, and then we list you on the first page of Google. The maximum amount of time is 30 to 45 days. Now, I've seen that done quicker, actually, but I like to under-promise, over-deliver type of deal, you know? So if it gets you up there quicker, I'm sure you're not going to complain, but you're probably looking at about 30 to 45 days to do so. One thing that we could do for you as well is potentially we can help you with a website. So looks like you have one, but it's not set up yet, or what's going on there?
Well, so I had a Wix website, and I just I looked back into it, yeah, and was running that, and I don't know if it's free that they're offering now. I paid before, but now it says something about free website. I don't think it's online right now, because before I quit paying for the monthly service, so I was trying to look into that and figure that out. So I do have a website, it's just not a... I think I have to pay, you know, whatever to get an e-commerce for business.
Yep.
So.
You're right. Yeah. So I've been in the industry for 10 years, so I can actually, I am very familiar with Wix. So Wix, it's kind of like a plug and play service. Like they have like a bunch of templates. Typically you pay by the month or you can pay by the year. That's to host the website. Then you have to pay for your domain name. That's typically by the year. So you pay, maybe it's a couple bucks, 10, 15, 20 bucks a year to have your domain name. The free ones, you don't want to do the free ones only because it'll allow you to build a website, but the problem is that it won't allow you to attach a domain name to it. And you know what a domain name is, right? So like Amazon.com, Walmart.com, like that's considered a domain name. So if you do the free one, it has like this really long domain name that people have to type in, and it's like .wixservices.site.com or something like that. You know what I mean? It's like people aren't going to type all that stuff in. So could you do that? Yeah, but if you're going to go with Wix and do it, you would rather pay for it. But the reason I brought that up is because what we could do for you is that we can actually build the site for you. When we build it, we'll manage it, maintain it for you. You have unlimited edits to it if you wanted to, but we'll also do all the marketing. Okay. For your website as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's I'm gonna take a look here. The website's valued about $2,500, just because we're literally building it, we're managing it, we're doing the marketing and all the SEO for it. So I don't know if you're ever quoted doing SEO for your website, but you know, typically it's a pretty penny. So. What we could do is that I can actually include that here in your plan for no additional cost for the same price, the $249. So it'd be your Google listing to market you on Google, and then it would also be the website for you as well.
Okay. And that's, because thinking about it, I mean, I would like to definitely try it for a couple of months, but I would have to wait probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 days to be able to pay for it. That's my only issue. But I'd definitely like to try it, definitely, and see, you know, if I'm on the first listings and I'm getting calls and stuff, then I'm going to stay with you guys and keep on paying for the website and the first listing on Google. It's just my only issue is the payment right away.
Gotcha.
I would need at least a couple of days because I, you know, I got a wife and everything you got to talk about and discuss these things with. So.
Right.
So that's my only issue right there. But I'm definitely willing to pull the trigger on that. So
cool.
I'm just hoping we can pause and kind of pick it up in the next couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as long as the position's available, then that's no problem.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like I mentioned to you earlier, once we work with you, we don't work with anybody else. That's the same deal we give everybody. So for instance, we're calling everyone out of the Lewistown area that does some type of, you know, haul removing or handyman services. If they end up enrolling into the program, then we just can't work with anybody else, right? So, not saying that, you know, we don't want to. It's just because we're a Google partner, Google only allows us to work with one company per industry, per area, period. When it comes to if this is something that you want to do, and is the pricing like you don't have the $249, or is it more of like a discussion? Like, do you guys typically make business decisions with your wife? Like, she handles the finances for the business? Is that kind of how I'm hearing it?
No, it's nothing really like that. It's Well, we go over everything that we spend, you know, anytime through anything. She doesn't really, cover most of those things. It's just we always discuss everything before
discuss
we do it.
It
together. Just, $249 is a little high, and that's kind of what I'm thinking, and I'm, you know, that's where I'm thinking I'm going to have to really talk her into it, whatever, and trying to, you know, get her to want to pull the trigger with me. But, I think it would be worth it if I'm bringing in the people and on the first page of Google. But that's the best price you can offer. You can't offer any other a better pricing than that.
So when it comes to the pricing, it's originally $4.99 a month with a $299 setup fee. Mainly because for the first 30 days alone, we have to do all of your setup. We have to do all of your content creation. We have to build the entire site for you. You get unlimited edits for the website, and we do all of your SEO and marketing for it as well. And we list you on the first page of Google within 30 to 45 days. So the value is 100% there, right? And look, at the end of the day, I understand. We do have one more option. If I can get it approved, we might be able to do that. We have an option where we're covering like a 50-mile radius, but if we bring in the service area just a little bit, we might be able to bring it down to $199. That might be an option here.
Well, see, that would probably be better for me too, because I don't cover up to 50 miles. I cover a little bit less. I only cover about, well, it's like I was telling your partner there, is I only cover, in a few directions. I don't go out, you know, it's not a radius type thing, I guess.
Sure.
It's more of the directions that I go in. So, that would probably be better, definitely, if you can get that approved.
All right, let me send a message out, but I'm gonna see if we can get that approved. Even if it is approved, I gotta make sure that this is gonna make sense for you because we don't have any contracts and you can cancel at any time. If it's $199 and there's like, you know, 20 people searching in that area, you're not gonna make any money. You're gonna be spending, you're gonna be giving us $200. You're not going to get any calls. You're going to cancel us. We don't want that to happen. So while I'm checking to see if I could get that approved, I'm going to see how many people are within that service area is looking for a handyman service or any type of haul moving. Like, do you do like junk removal? Is that kind of like what it is or?
Yeah, junk removal, garbage removal, furniture, anything like that. Hauling up. We do moving too. So we move people from, locations or we help pack trucks. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. Let's take a look.
It would be within Lewiston and Clarkson is probably a lot of people looking for it. But Moscow Pullman as well. Those are the main places that I cover, and those are the biggest cities around here. There's the cul-de-sac too, but we don't usually service them too often.
Got it. Okay. As you know, with SEO, I'm a numbers guy, so if you have a larger area and not a lot of people are looking for what you do specifically, then it typically doesn't make sense, and I tell you guys that. But while we were talking, I did pull it up. So just in the last 30 days for either handyman or let's just say junk removal, last 30 days, one of them, there was about 1,100 searches, and the other one was about 1,400 searches. So let's just say on average for every keyword, you're probably looking at around 1,200 people if you go with that $199 option. So, yeah, that would then make sense because we can't promise that you're going to get 1,200 people calling you, right? But we are going to put you on the first page, right? So, like, once you're on the first page, you're going to be in front of the 1,200. So let's just say, hypothetically, you even get a handful of people, right, out of the 1,200.
Mm-hmm.
Probably feel like that would be worth it at that point, right?
Definitely, yeah.
So he's just getting back to me right now. He's checking your service area. Your zip code is 83501.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, he says that can be approved for that zip code if you want to do it off of that zip code. Is there any other zip codes you might want to distance yourself from, or?
Well, if it was just that zip code, there's 99403, which is Clarkson, that's right next to us. And then there's Moscow and Pullman. I'm not sure. There's zip 88.
This would cover about a 10-mile, about a 10-mile radius. So whatever like a center point is.
Okay.
Yeah. So whatever your center point is, that would cover the majority of it.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, that works definitely. I mean, yeah. We do. I mean, I think if I added Moscow and Pullman, it might be too much anyway. So probably just going with the 10-mile radius is probably perfect.
Perfect. Okay. And did you want to do that on the 83501?
Yeah, definitely.
The zip code? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the position, I have you on the phone. The position's yours for the taking. It's going to be up to you. You know, the only thing that we ask is that 1% trust, we will earn that other 99% and kind of get everything up and running here for you. That's going to get you your Google listing and then also get you a splash page here with us as well. So what do you say? Do you want to at least give us a shot here,
yeah.
Chris?
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to try it out.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try it. So let's get a couple things correct here to make sure the Google business profile is set up right. So is your full name, is it just Chris or is it Christopher?
Christopher, K-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R.
Okay, cool. Okay. Okay. And spell your last name for me.
Rawson, R-A-W-S-O-N.
R-A-W-S-O-N. All right, perfect. And what's a good email address for you, Chris?
So I guess let's go with my business. Usually I have a .edu, but I'll use my business. It's so I got your back, HMHS, Hauling Moving Handyman Service, at gmail.com.
HMHS at gmail.com. I got your, missing an R, back, HMHS at gmail.com. Perfect. Got it. And a good number that you want listed on Google for clients to call you. Is it the one that we have here, the 208-305-7209? All right, perfect. And you guys are in Idaho, right?
Yeah.
Is that Eastern? What's the time zone there? Is that
time zone Pacific?
Pacific. Okay, that's right. That's Pacific. All right, gonna update that. Okay, now the address that we have here is 320 16th Street and Lewiston, Idaho 83501. Is that the one that you want on here, or did you want a different one for your business?
No, I use 718 9th Avenue, Lewiston, Idaho. And it's
Is that the one you want on there?
It's just kind of like, yeah, that'd be perfect.
Okay, 718 9th Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And that is, Lewiston,
Yep.
Same, zip code?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. That's easy. All right, and that did you have a domain name, like not the website, just the name? Did you buy one? Do you have one that you want to use, or do you want us to create one for you?
Yeah, no, I don't have one.
Okay.
Because at this point, it was just a Wix free thing. They might have had something before, but I don't see anything on there. I see the thing that you were talking about. No, they have the long domain name, the Wix.
Yeah, it's that long. Yeah, exactly. It's that long domain name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's good for, like, if you want it, like, personal use, play around with a website, maybe, like, pictures of your family or something like that you don't want to pay for it, that's perfect for that. But, like, for a business, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Okay, so we'll check on that. And you mentioned your wife. Do you want her on here as a authorized user by any chance, or is it just you that you want on this account that can make changes?
Probably just me. She's a lawyer, so she's busy doing her stuff anyway. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she has enough stress dealing with being a lawyer and clients. Man, that's crazy. That's awesome. That is not an easy profession at all.
No, she's kicking butt at it too. She just started in the past year. So.
Ah, no way. Congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah, no, that is something to be proud of for sure. Yeah. So is that like a new career change for her?
We've just been, you know, working since we were younger to get through school, and you know, we both got our bachelor's together, and then she went the route of getting her law degree, and I just, you know, stayed in with doing this type of stuff, which I enjoy doing. So
right. Mm-hmm.
She just graduated last year, and then she got into a firm, and now she's working. So
Oh, wow. You can't draw that up any better, right? I'm sure you had some bumps in the road, but yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations for you guys. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Exciting. All right. So we're going to list you on Google. What services do you want us to put on Google? Like the keywords, like what services do you currently offer?
So I would say handyman. Mm-hmm. I would say, I don't know if there's hauling. I mean, there's junk removal. What else? I would say moving. We do moving. We do, I don't know if it would be like furniture removals, but, different than junk removal. We do garbage removal. We do tree service. That's a big one. And, landscaping. That's another one that we do a lot of. It's just a lot of, a lot of those things. Trying to think of anything else really. Snow removal. We do snow removal.
That's big. Coming up here.
That's kind of the main things I'm thinking of, like off the top of my head right now.
Okay. That's okay. So we're going to set you up probably if you have some availability tomorrow. You'll have an interview with our team, to your account management team. They're the ones that's going to be doing the actual, like, hard work, the heavy lifting. They'll go over everything with you as well. So if you think of any more, let them know. And their job is they're like wizards at this stuff. So they'll pull up all the data. Like, if snow removal is only getting 2 hits, but snow removal near me is getting 1,200 hits, they're going to put that in there. You know what I mean? So, like, just let them know generic, and they'll find what is going to make the most sense. Okay, cool. All right, so to meet with them, let me take a look here and see. All right, so tomorrow we got some time available. It's a 30-minute phone call, and it only takes about 30 minutes, depending on how many questions, 30, 45 minutes. Is earlier better? We got 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. available. If not, we have 1, 2, or 3 p.m. available tomorrow.
Let's say 1. That sounds good.
1 sounds perfect to us. Nobody's actually in that spot. That is Pacific. Yeah, we're right here in California, so same time as us.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. All right. And so let me put you in there. All right. So, wow, is that December already? Wait, what day is that? Yeah, look at that. December 1st tomorrow. Wow.
December 1st. Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's like this year. I don't know if you felt that way, but it feels like this year just blew by.
Yeah, I feel you. And now we're getting into Christmas. So that's gonna be
now
fun.
Now we're getting into Christmas. Yep, that's right. Sheesh. All right, and you mentioned your license before. Are you currently licensed, or are you at least insured?
I am licensed and insured, yes.
Beautiful, okay. And, so when you go to a client's house, how do you typically accept payments from them? Is it cash, check? Do you do, like, credit, debit? Do you do, like, Venmo, PayPal, things like that?
So at this time, I'm doing cash and check, but I'm actually, at the moment, talking with I think it's a third-party Clover POS system I'm about to get. So I'll be offering debit and credit. I'll be using the Clover system. And I do Zelle as well.
Zelle, yeah, that's a good one. Okay, Zelle.
I haven't done a Venmo yet. I have some issues with my phone number being tied to my wife's phone number, so it's kind of, I don't know, weird. I could work it out and take Venmo, but, at this point, I'm just doing Zelle.
Okay. All right, that's no problem at all, and I'll put that on there. And then once you start to do, let's say, Venmo, just let us know, because the reason I'm asking is because we're going to put that on your Google Business profile. So that means that clients, when they're looking at you, they're going to say, oh, wow, look, they use Zelle, or, oh, they use this, oh, they do that. It makes them feel better. So we'll add that on there as one of the things.
Okay. One other thing I was wondering about is, will the website be able to take credit card payments?
So the website's not going to be able to take credit card payments. So
okay.
do you typically sell anything on items?
No, there's no product. No, there's no products or anything. It's just if anybody was going on to look for a service and then wanted to pay, I guess, ahead of time. Or I mean, usually it's bid on, so that's not a big deal. I was just
right.
kind of wondering about it. But yeah, actually, you know, it's not that big a deal. I was just kind of wondering.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. If you want my professional opinion, I've been doing this for 10 years. I mean, it's funny you're saying that because I don't think anyone does that. Not saying it's a bad thing.
I see.
That actually might be something to look into. But, yeah, I've never met anybody that even wanted to do that. I think most of the time clients want to talk to you and, you know, do a job, see you face-to-face and kind of do that stuff. But I think that's a great opportunity. If you ever want to go that route, let us know. We could take a look at maybe upgrading it to doing that.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, as you know, the vision and the dream of it, I can kind of
yeah.
It gets bigger. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. All right. Now, when it comes to the business name, is that the whole name? I Got Your Back Hauling, Moving Handyman Services. Is that the full name or? Yeah. Okay.
That's the full name. Yep.
Okay. That's what we'll put that on there as well. All right. Now I'm going to lock you in at the $199. I have to read you off a voice verification. So I'm just going to collect the card to save it on the account. I'm going to read you off the voice verification and then we'll process and lock in the listing. We typically recommend that if you have like a business card, use that because it is a tax write-off. It comes up as Google advertisements. But if you have like a regular debit or credit card, I mean, it's perfectly fine too. So whatever you want to use. So the address for the card that you are using, is that the 718 Ninth Ave or is that the other one that you had?
No, it would be different, but that's the, I guess that's where I'm kind of like, stuck at right now. I have to talk to my wife before I completely pull the trigger. But I mean, I could even do it a little later on today too. I would just be discussing. She was actually just calling me on the other line, but I wasn't able to take the call. But yeah, I would be discussing that with her and then I'd be able to pull the trigger. But,
got it.
Without
okay.
her knowing, got it. Definitely, then I might have an issue. I might be in the doghouse for a day or two.
I gotcha. So did she, yeah. So what do you want to do? Do you want to put her on, well, maybe not three-way, but do you want to call her to see, like, would she be, I guess, opposed to something like this that's going to bring you guys more business or?
No, she'd definitely be, so right now, the issue more than anything is that financially, so we have money that's coming in today, but I don't know if we even have $199 in our account right now. I mean, we're going to here in the next couple hours. Just I don't think she's gone to the bank yet to put any of the money in her, and I'd have to use her card because I don't have the money in my card at this in my account, you know, right
got
now.
It.
So kind
okay.
of just making sure that the money's in the account and then doing it. But I could, I mean, if you could call me back and like I don't know if you're going to be there in an hour, but
I
talk
will...
to her and then figure out which card, and then I could definitely do it here in about an hour.
Sure. I will be here in about an hour. So if you want me to schedule a call back up with you at, let's see here. It's 2:43 now, right? So let's say 3:30.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. I'll schedule a call back up with you at 3:30. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let my team know because as soon as I hang up with you, we just start getting those calls in. So I'm going to tell them to move out of this service area, call some other people, so that we don't fulfill that listing here for you. So that'd be my promise to you for sure. We already got this far. So yeah, I'll lock that in here for you really quick. So I'll give you a call back at 3:30. That'd give you enough time to, you know, and I appreciate you being honest with me. You know, and I completely understand. You know, you talk with your wife, you let them know. I will lock in that $199 for you for sure, so don't worry about that. And we're waiving the setup fee for you as well. So even when I call you back, you'll be all set. So yeah,
do you have
any other? I don't think there's a. We're basically at the end. I got all the information for you. It's just getting the card. I got to read you off the voice verification. Process it, that will lock it in and guarantee it, and then we'll schedule you for, I'll remove the schedule here, actually, so let me back this up. And then once we go through with this, then I'll put you back on the schedule for tomorrow at 1 p.m., and then we'll be all set there then as well, okay?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Cool. All right. Any other questions for me, Chris?
No, I think I'm good. I'm ready to go. I'll just talk to my wife and have it ready to go at 3:30.
All right. No problem at all, man. It was a pleasure speaking with you guys, and hopefully your day goes well. And are you done with work right now, or?
No, I'm actually in the middle of a job right now. But,
are you? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully
I do a lot of this while I work. So.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while. That's what everybody does, so I get it. All right, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, man. Thank you.
Yep, see ya.